After, or, you know, just, you know, right after the presidential election, I noticed that the Republicans didn't win the election, but at least they spent the most money, $440 million about, to get the White House for W. And that meant that instead of an election, we've gone to kind of auctions. And what I wanted to do is figure out who were the winning bidders. And I'm looking down the usual lists of suspects, you know, donor one, Enron, donor two, Exxon, and then donor three, Southern Company. And then I'm going down the list, I see Barrick Gold Mining of Canada, right? And I say, what are the Canadians doing, you know, supporting our democracy? Lo and behold, I look on their payroll, who's there? Poppy Bush, right? So I'm thinking, now wait a minute. What are these guys doing with a used president? I mean, what do you do with him? How did he catch their attention, you know, up there with the caribou? And I look, and lo and behold, just before Bush leaves office, Poppy Bush leaves office, the rules for laying claims to gold mines are changed, and a special expedited procedure is put into place allowing Barrick Gold to lay claim to the largest gold mine in the hemisphere. $10 billion worth of gold ore, and they paid the U.S. Treasury $10,000. Nice. Nice. And then Daddy got the job. I reported this in The Observer, Sunday paper, The Guardian, George Orwell's old paper. I had his old job. And it's true. I thought George would like this one. I published it, and Bush's Goldfinger buddies sued us. See, there's no First Amendment in Britain. There's no written constitution. Americans don't understand how valuable, important this thing is. We are the only nation on earth that has a freedom of speech, a freedom of press. It's missing in the rest of the world, and especially in Britain. And so I'm campaigning for them to have a First Amendment and a Bill of Rights. You know, they could use ours. We're not using it. So, that's not funny. I was being sued by, like, you know, armed and dangerous billionaires, right? And you know, so my paper, and one of the reasons I can report what I do for the Guardian Observer is that we're run by not, like, KGNU. We are run by a not-for-profit foundation, okay? So that gives us some freedom, but not a lot of money to face down these guys. And what they said was, see, under British law, they said, they didn't deny that Bush got the job and or that there was 10,000 that they put down or they got the gold mine. What they said is that any reasonable person reading this set of facts will conclude that they're connected. So I actually let my paper sign a document to the court saying that, you know, there's no connections. So W got the donations and Poppy got the job. Barrick got the gold mine, Public got the shaft, and there's no connections, right?